Nesach is getting to Egdala Mishnah Vot. Amaykar Avdol Agayo L'chut La'art. Yata Benchar. Somebody who sells his Eved Kanani to a goat, or he sells his Eved Kanani from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'arz, the Eved Kanani goes free. If the Eved Kanani runs away from the guy, the Adon Rishon has to give him a Shtar Shichur. He cannot be Mishtavid him. And if the Eved Kanani does not run away from the guy, then Bezin forces the Adon to redeem the Eved from the guy. This is a Knas, as since he was Maskiah the Eved from Mitzvos, as an Eved Kanani is Chayav in Mitzvos like an Isha, and now that he is sold to a guy, he cannot perform the mitzvahs. So therefore, Bezin forces the Adon to redeem him from the guy, no matter how much it costs. Ein toidin et ha-shvuya en yoyser agadei demeya mipnei tikanoz. It is also to redeem Jews that are captured for more than their value because of a tikkun olam. If we redeem them for a lot of money, then the guy will want to capture more Jews. Ein mavrichen et ha-shvuya mipnei tikanoz. You cannot help Shvuyan escape from their captors because of a tikkun olam. That if you help them escape, then Jews that in the future will be captured by the Goyim will be treated harshly and tied up in chains. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer mipnei takanas hashvui. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel said the reason why you cannot help them escape is because of takanas hashvui, meaning that if there is more than one person that is captured and you only help some of them escape, the ones that are left will be treated very harshly. But if you help all of them escape, or there is only one person that is captured and you help him escape, it would be mutter, according to Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, as he is not concerned about shvuyim that will be captured in the future. Ve'em leichin tzvarim tzvilin and mezuzos min agoyim yoytra k'dei demeyim mipnei tikkun olam. It is usher to buy tzvarim, tzvilin, and mezuzos from goyim for more than they are worth because of the tikkun olam, that if we pay a lot of money for the tzvarim, tzvilin, and mezuzos, the Goyim will be motivated to steal more far and still in Mezuzos. The Tzachat Gittin Perigdala Mishnah Zayin. Hamoiti is ishto mishum shemra lo yachzer. Mishum neder lo yachzer. Somebody who divorces his wife because of a shemra, people were spreading rumors about her that she was mizana, or he divorced her because of a neder that she made and he doesn't want an isha that makes nadar. Once he divorces her, he cannot take her back afterwards. The reason why the Rabbanan do not allow him to remarry her after the divorce is because the Rabbanim were afraid that she would go ahead and get remarried and have children, and then it would turn out that the shemra was not true and the original husband would find out about it, or the netter, she would go to a chacham and the chacham would be mad to the netter, and the husband that divorced her would claim that he only divorced her in mind that if it turns out that the shemra is not true, that the divorce would be batal, or if it turns out that she was mad to the netter, the divorce would be batal, and he would claim the get is no longer valid, and people will say that the children she had from her second husband are mamzerim, even though, in truth, the husband cannot be mevatel the get after he already gave her the get, since he did not make a tanai at the time he gave her the get. He did not say at the time he gave her the get, this get is only on condition that the shemra is true or that the netter, you are not matir. But since people will spread rumors and say that her children are mamzerim from the second husband, so therefore the Chachamim said he cannot take her back after he divorces her, and since he went ahead and divorced her, knowing that he will never be allowed to remarry her, obviously he divorced her beratzon tov, that he does not like her, and he does not have a mind to take her back in any case, so therefore he will not be able to spread rumors that he only divorced her on condition that it turns out the shemra is true, or that she was not matir the netter. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, kol neder sheyedu bo rabim lo yachzer, u'shalo yedu bo rabim yachzer. Rabbi Yehuda says, any neder that she made, that the rabim know about it, many people know that she made this neder, in that case, if he divorced her because of this neder, he cannot take her back. But if she made the neder not in front of rabim, there aren't a lot of people that know about the neder, then if he divorced her because of that neder, he can take her back. The reason for Rabbi Yehuda is, the Rabbi Yehuda says the reason why the chamim do not allow a person to remarry his wife if he divorced her because of a shemra or because of a neder. It's not because the Chachamim were afraid that he would claim that the get is no good if he finds out that the shemra is not true. There's a different reason. The reason is that the Chachamim did not want an isha to be paritz the nedarim and biznus. So therefore, they knas the isha that if the husband divorces her because of a shemra or because of a neder, that her husband can never take her back. And only if she made the neder in front of rabim is she considered paritz b'nedar. so therefore the husband cannot take her back in that case. But if she did not make the neder in front of Rabbi, she's not considered paret b'nedarim, and therefore the husband could take her back. Rabbi Meir, I mean, kol neder shetzarech hakiras chacham lo yachzer, v'she'eino tzarech hakiras chacham yachzer. Rabbi Meir says any neder that she made that would require a chacham to be matur her neder, meaning that the Baal himself cannot be made for this neder, then if the Baal divorced her because of this neder, he cannot take her back. But if the neder that she makes does not require her to go to a chacham to be matur the neder, meaning that the Baal himself could be made for this neder, then if the Baal divorced her because of this neder, he can take her back. Now, which type of neder can the Baal be made for? Nedarim that affect him, that are beino lebeina, and nedarim that cause her discomfort. This is called nedarim, so in a nefesh, only these nedarim is the Baal allowed to be made for. Now, the reason for Rabbi Meir is that he agrees with the Tana Kama that the reason why the Chachamim did not allow a person who divorced his wife because of a shemar, because of a neder, to take back the wife after he divorces her, is because the Chachamim were afraid that he would spread rumors about the get, saying that the get is not valid since he found out the shemra was not true or that she was mata the chacham. And Rabbi Meir holds that if he could have been made for the neder himself, he cannot spread any rumors about the get, and since he could have been made for the neder and he wasn't made for the neder, he cannot make any claim after the get that had he known that she would be mata the neder, he would not have divorced her, since he could have been made for the neder himself. But if he couldn't have been made for the neder himself, only a chacham could be made for this neder, then if he divorced her because of this neder, he could never take her back, because the chacham were afraid that he would claim, had he known that she would be made for the neder, ayde chacham, then he wouldn't have divorced her, and he will say that the get is not valid, so therefore the chacham has said that if he divorces her because of this neder, he can never take her back, and since he knew he can never take her back, and he divorced her anyway, he obviously did not like her, and he divorced her in any case, whether or not she was mata the neder. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, lo asru zeh, ela ben p'nei zeh. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Eliezer holds that even a neder that the Baal himself could be made for, he could claim, had I known that I could be made for this neder, I would not have divorced her. So therefore, the Chachamim said, even if he divorces her because of a neder that he could have been made for, he cannot take her back once he divorces her. And Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with Rabbi Meir also in a case where he himself cannot be made for the neder, instead she has to go to a chacham. In that case, Rabbi Eliezer holds, he cannot claim, had he known that she could be mata the neder ayde chacham, that he would not have divorced her. As Rabbi Eliezer holds, ein adam rotze shetispaza ishto bebezdin. A person does not want that his wife should disgrace himself in Bezdin to go to a chacham to be mata the neder. So therefore, since he couldn't be made for the neder himself, she has to go to a chacham. He does not want her to go to a chacham at all, and therefore he divorced her in any case, so he cannot claim. He would not have divorced her in that case had he known she can go to a chacham. But still, the Rabbanan said he cannot take her back in that case. It's a gzera, that just like he can't take her back in a case where he himself could have been made for the neder, he also cannot take her back in a case where she could go to a chacham to be made for the neder. He can't be made. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'isa v'tzvaidan be'echad sh'omer l'ishto, koinem im eni magarshim. Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda said there was a story in a place called Sidon that somebody said to his wife, I am making a neder, and I am offering on myself all the prayers in the world if I don't divorce you. The Gersha, he went ahead and fulfilled his neder and divorced her. And the Chachamim allowed him to take her back because of a Tikkun Olam. Now, the Gemara explained that this Mishnah is missing a little bit and should read that which the Chachamim said, that if he divorces his wife because of a neder that he can't take her back, that's only if she's the one that made the neder. But if he made a neder, such as in this case, where he made a neder that he will divorce her, if he divorces her, he could take her back. As the reason why the Chachamim said that somebody who divorces his wife because of a neder that he can't take her back is because of a tikkun olam, as we said earlier, either because he might spread rumors about the get, or so that Isha shouldn't be parted for Nadarim, but in a case where he is the one that made the neder, then it is not shayach a tikkun olam, as in this case, he cannot claim that the get is batal. And also, since men in general are not as part of Benadarim as women are, the Chacham would not make a takana that he cannot take her back, so he shouldn't be parit Benadarim.